You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Live from New York, it's a show that is celebrating the finale of Never a Doubt Year.
Yeah.
It's first things first. You're in for
a
treat.
It sure is.
Today, the season finale of the Chiefs season. Never a Doubt Year. Meanwhile, even in a loss, did Brock Purdy prove he's a franchise quarterback? And finally, are the Chiefs being disrespected
already?
Already.
Somebody get the board.
Get the board alongside.
Wow, that is powerful.
Nick Wright. You know what? Alongside Chris Broussard.
I'm glad I at least get a mention. I don't get to partake in any of the fun.
Well, bro, just don't pick against the Chiefs every game for
that was the easy way out. I had the guts to go rogue.
You had the guts to pick the favorite three, so you couldn't do it.
Nick?
Do it. Yeah, hi.
How's the throne feel?
Justified.
That is a nice
That's
throne.
How it feels.
It's an excellent
throne.
Nice throne.
Even as far as thrones go, it's great. We start with the back-to-back champs. Mahomes to McColl in overtime puts the finishing touches on the season, which saw Kansas City as underdogs in Buffalo, in Baltimore, in the Super Bowl, and in Bruce prediction. After the game, Mahomes tweeted, just one tweet, I believe.
Yeah.
Never a doubt.
Pretty
Turns
good.
Out, you got that tattooed on your arm this summer. A fitting conclusion to the year. And also, classic category two.
Classic two,
bro.
Maybe the highest form.
Classic two.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever a doubt?
I mean, how could there have been? Ask Patrick, the greatest current living athlete.
Wow.
Ask Andy, the greatest active head coach. Ask Brett Veach, the GM and friend of the show, an emeritus member of the committee who pulled off what I think will be looked back on as the modern-day Herschel Walker trade.
Hmm.
In trading Tyreek Hill to get Trent McDuffie, to get the extra pick so they could draft Isaiah Pacheco and then win back-to-back Super Bowls. And let's talk about that historically great defense, because today everyone's going to give Patrick his flowers, and I will as well. But that defense that snuck up on people despite being consistently great on a level we've literally only seen a few times in NFL history. Never did a team, show the graphic if we could please, score 28 points. So they now join those teams to where they did it every single game of the year. The Chiefs did it two more games because the extra game in the season and they didn't have the bye. But those are the only teams in the Super Bowl era to never allow 28 in a game. What about never allow 25 points or only allow it once, pardon me? The Chiefs join, will top that list and join those teams. Even with the extra game, they are still clear of the field. So that's the defense that was built through the draft, thanks to the savvy, gutsy Tyreek Hill trade that now Tyreek Hill seems to be the one that regrets a bit, as he is awful nostalgic for days in Kansas City. And then there's Patrick Mahomes, who doesn't start Super Bowls until he's down 10 points. Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowls, down double digits. Can we show you him, Brady, and then the rest of the world? He's 3-1. Brady's 2-1. Everyone else in NFL history is 2-47. What about, and it's not just Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes, since this dynasty started, the last 5 years, he and the Chiefs are 5-1 down double digits in the playoffs. Everyone else is 6-48. All this team needed to turn into a juggernaut that beat clearly the hardest path possible, Brew. The three other best AFC teams and the best NFC team. When you have that defense and that quarterback was a little practice. Nope. Here we go. And I tried to tell you all year, all they needed was some practice. So if we may please, drop the first of I Promise mini banners, because practice does in fact make perfect. And I think balloons dropping on your head once again, Brew. Right on you. So yeah, all they needed was a little practice, my friend.
I like that they don't totally
They're going to be coming for a while, but go ahead.
Just like last week or 2 weeks ago, I wasn't sure when you're done. First, I got to say this. So my wife and I, to watch the Super Bowl, we had a few couples over.
Oh, right? Nice.
And most of them were Chiefs fans. So one couple even had his and her Mahomes and Kelsey jerseys on.
Wow.
All right?
Nice.
So after Mecole Hardman, this is ironic. This is why I had to say it. After Mecole Hardman's game-winning catch, they said to me, "We came into your house. We even wore Chiefs jerseys.
Yeah.
We ate your food. We talked trash in your house." They did everything but put their feet up on my
Great job by them.
Yeah,
great job by that couple.
It was tough to
great
handle
job by
after
them.
I'd fed them, all right? I'm talking to all you. But, look, Nick, I can't help but give you credit for you stuck with your team all year. Mm-hmm. However, you know, I'm a journalist.
Of
I was
course.
A reporter for
yeah,
decades.
That's, you were grinding
yeah.
the all
when
22
were,
for
yeah,
weeks.
Sleeping in the, yeah. you know, pajamas, underoos.
Yeah.
And I have a source who watched the game with you.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Well, that's either my wife, my daughter, or Coach Mangini. There's only three people possible.
I'm not saying which one.
Uh-huh.
But I think there were some doubts.
Oh.
I think the first half, especially the first quarter, but the first half, when they outplayed the Chiefs drastically. Now, I was bothered because they had outplayed them so badly and they're only up 3-0.
Correct.
And then 10-3. So I was like, at halftime. So that bothered me. But I think you might have had a few doubts with that. Then in the third quarter, when the Chiefs opened the half with the interception, and the Niners had the ball at their 44, and I'm thinking, because 10-3 obviously is nothing to Mahomes, but I'm thinking, if they go up 17-3, again, you still got a lot of time
left. If only
Purdy
could have come through in those spots.
Well, Purdy, I ain't mad at Purdy.
If only if he could have come through.
I ain't mad at Brock Purdy.
I'm just saying.
But I'm thinking, okay, then you start running, you count the possessions, maybe that's it. And then here.
Oh.
This was the ball game, I think. 3rd and 4.
That's the biggest play.
Yeah, that was it. Because if they, there was a 2 minute, that's a 2 minute mark.
That's right.
If they get this first down, they didn't anticipate the blitz, obviously.
Yeah.
But if they did, I think they maybe can chew up the clock and kick the field goal.
Who knocked that ball down?
Oh, McDuff. No, he was fantastic. Yeah,
I do Tony
think
Romo
there was
told
some
us the blitz was coming.
Like, I know. I wish they
here
knew.
Here comes the blitz, Kyle.
All right?
Pay
Whether
attention.
That's Kyle or Brock or somebody, I wish they knew. But
here it comes.
Yeah, no, I think there were some doubts, but I got to give you credit, man. The Chiefs, look, Mahomes is just too good. And
yeah,
the
no
defense,
kid. We told you that last
week.
I
had the courage. Everybody else is just following
the leader.
There's no courage. Everybody
else
is following
the favorite every time.
No.
That's not courage.
They should have been the underdog.
But then if you felt that way, why'd you pick him?
But I thought that they might come through, and they almost did.
Okay. All right.
And Brock represented. All right.
No, so
I'm
go
all
ahead,
right.
Wilder.
No,
I'm
you
sorry.
Have one more.
No, so well, listen, I just think it was because
no, sure
Brew is not incorrect that during the ebb and flow of this particular game, of course, there are moments of, oh my God, if they complete this pass, where you feel anxious. That part Brew's not wrong about. But where I think everyone in the world, with a few rare exceptions, was wrong about this Chiefs team was the overwhelming doubt placed at their feet all year when we know they have a coach who is entering the GOAT discussion and we'll see where he leaves it. A tight end who has exceeded the GOAT discussion and now is 340 yards and 3 touchdowns in the playoffs away from owning all of Jerry Rice's records. He already owns the receptions one. And Patrick Mahomes, who if we can show you what, as we've done many times, he is already on a per game basis, on an up to this point basis, the playoff GOAT at the very least, not to mention the two MVPs. So if we could drop the next banner, please. When you're the only team in the league with not one, not two, but three GOATs, how, in what? what world should you be an underdog in three consecutive postseason games?
Wild.
I'm just curious.
Chiefs Kingdom upset.
I just, I just got back in Chiefs Kingdom, but that one's testing it. And it's your day. We're not going to have any friction in the A block. That one's, I don't totally co-sign. Meanwhile, Mahomes goes for almost 400 total yards, 333 through the air, 66 on the ground, including some season-saving scrambles. He takes home his third Super Bowl MVP, joining Montana and Brady as the only guys with three. Here he is postgame.
I'm going to celebrate tonight. I'm going to celebrate at the parade, and then I'm going to do whatever I can to be back in this game next year and trying to go for that three-peat. So it's an ongoing thing in the NFL. I think Tom said it best, is once you win that championship and you have those parades and you get those rings, you're not the champ anymore. You have to come back with that same mentality, and I learned from guys like that that have been the greatest of all time at the top of the level. That's my mindset, is I'm going to celebrate with my guys because of how we've done this, but then we're going to work our way to get back to this game next year.
What's the main reason the Chiefs won?
Well, Bruce showed it. There were four defining plays. This was a game. Listen, there were both teams turned the ball over twice. There was, you know, both teams turned the ball in the red zone. But I want to do them in order. This play right here saved the game. If they convert this first down, then we are at the mercy of Jake Moody making a kick. Because you use your first time out there. They can then just run the ball twice. Run the ball three times, pardon me. Best case scenario is you get the ball back with 25 seconds left. So that's the first one. Trent McDuffie, who again is the player they acquired in the Tyreek trade. The next one is this, an underrated massive moment. That right there is the fastest Travis Kelce has traveled on a field in 7 years.
Really?
The fastest he has gone in 7 years. Yes, by Next Gen Stats.
Huh.
So Travis Kelce. Wow. And saved it for the biggest moment of one of what he called the biggest game of his life. So you have the second rounder, Trent McDuffie, the legend, Kelce, and then the best defensive player of this team, the entire dynastic run, did the same thing to Purdy did to Josh Allen. You've got someone open, you're not going to be able to hit him. And then Patrick Mahomes,
two people open
and couldn't hit him. This is from Bill Barnwell. So Mahomes obviously hurt his knee on a sneak, and then in the playoffs against Baker and the Browns, remember, got like choked out accidentally. The Chiefs had not called a designed Mahomes quarterback run until this game. And they ran it a couple times, and then it's fourth down in overtime, you're trailing. The Super Bowl is on the line, and a legend comes through. And we can pick some other plays. Mahomes had other good scrambles, and obviously there were other big plays in the game. But those four plays, Brew, if any one of them doesn't happen, they might not win. If the first or the last doesn't happen, they definitively don't win. That's how they won the Super Bowl, with each of their four key cogs making a huge play.
Just quickly before you go, Brew, I have one other thing I want to add. I felt like, and Mahomes said it in the post game, like the Chiefs are never underdogs. And people shouldn't pick against the Chiefs. And you never picked against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I picked against the Chiefs once against the Patriots. It was ill-founded.
Yeah.
But I'm back in the kingdom. But, Brew, you picked against the Chiefs against the Bills.
Yeah.
And then you picked against the Chiefs against the Ravens. And you picked against the Chiefs against the 49ers. And you mentioned it before. All the Chiefs did was go into Las Vegas, put their feet up on the couch, and ate some sandwiches. And honestly, treated the 49ers.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I never should have even made this
mess.
No.
The 49ers. It's come back to haunt me.
Oh, no.
Twice
and
now.
They came through.
They treated them like breakdancers?
Treated them like, not only that, but they took all of your bits, too.
Oh, no.
It's not only Mahomes vanquishing his rivals, but also Nick vanquishing some of your favorite takes.
No.
So it's bad as well. So I just wanted to add that little bit of cogent analysis.
We know you love the breakdancers.
That was great.
So, and we know you love sandwiches. So on a day that we thought could be tough, we wanted to bring them out. But go ahead.
Go ahead, Brooke. Thank you, gentlemen. As always.
I will say this. It's interesting because as the playoffs went on.
He's crushing it right now.
He's getting down.
Yeah. Great job,
I mean,
fellas.
Just fantastic.
And you see their hats.
That looked
right
like
there.
Me back
okay.
in 1984.
We need an NBA bit as well.
Back
we'll see you next week.
Do that stuff. My confidence in the teams I was picking did, like, I was certain Buffalo was going to beat them.
Certain Buffalo?
Yes.
Oh.
And then I was
I was.
A little less certain with, but I was, you know, I felt very confident about Baltimore.
Oh, I thought it would be the other way. No, I thought
Buffalo was going to take them out. I was very confident about Baltimore, too. Mm-hmm. But I was seeing the Chiefs like, okay, they're starting to come. All right, sure. So I felt the Chiefs were playing better. This game, I obviously had confidence in San Francisco, but I obviously had a lot of worries, too. Mm-hmm. And so, but anyway, they won because of Mahomes.
That's right.
Let me give Chris Jones credit. The defense was tremendous. All right, it was a great defensive battle, and I don't want to take anything from Chris Jones and McDuffie and Snead. McDuffie was like all over it. Purdy had to – some of those passes had to be absolutely perfect, you know, like the one – I think it was Debo in the end zone that McDuffie knocked away. Mahomes is just that dude. Like, it's – when I watch Mahomes, and you, look, I gotta reclaim this take.
Oh,
because this is your take. I see Tony Romo.
Oh yes, I see
Damian Woody.
Name names.
Talking about this is the Michael Jordan of the NFL era. This is the Jordan era. And I said that 5 years ago, after Mahomes' rookie year. Now he hadn't even won a Super Bowl yet, but when he threw for 50 touchdowns,
after
5,000
his first
yards,
year starting.
His first year as a starter.
Yeah.
I said, this dude is Jordan-esque. And he's going – I didn't necessarily expect this type of winning yet, but that he would have this type of winning. And, Nick, when I watch Mahomes – and it's not about LeBron, obviously, sure. Jordan debate right now. But I see why –
if we could find a way to get that in here, it might really be a ratings bonanza. But go ahead.
You remember, and you brought it up a lot, that Jordan, after winning just 3 championships – was viewed as the GOAT.
He was on the statue.
Right, he's on his statue. Now, granted, that's in Chicago, but still, even before he won 3, people were saying he's the best ever. When I watch Mahomes, I'm reminded of why. Because it's not just about the accomplishments, even though Mahomes obviously has a lot. When you just watch him, he makes things that seemed impossible. Mm-hmm. Now they're happening. When Jordan, one of my lasting memories with Jordan was I used to watch him and be like, man, a game that used to be over, you're down 15 with 4 minutes left, used to be over. It's not with Jordan. And with Mahomes, I mean, he really only needs like 13 seconds, obviously. But if he's got 30 seconds, a minute, whatever, the question is not, is he going to get the field goal to tie it? It's, is he going to get the touchdown to win?
So can I?
And I haven't felt that way about anybody before.
I want to stay here just for a minute if we can, because we obviously have more banners and things to do. But this is interesting. Because you said, and this isn't me poking you, because I think it was more about the team around him than about what you thought
Absolutely.
Of him. During the year, that for the first time in your life watching Mahomes, you didn't expect when they were down 3 and he got the ball for them to come through. When you were watching last night, even though it's not like he had played brilliantly until the very end, in those two circumstances, down 3 with a minute 50 left in regulation, and then in overtime when a touchdown wins it, in those moments, did you expect him to come through?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
No doubt. With a minute 50 left, I was just hoping they didn't get a touchdown.
Yep.
All right, and then I wasn't sure he'd get the touchdown in overtime, but I knew they were at least going to
retire. So there's one other reason, though, Wilds, why the Chiefs won. And it was the story, amazingly, of last year for them at the end, Burrowhead being underdogs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that this year they were doubted all year, and they – if we could, guys, the banner and the bulletin board, because you guys think that the 20-0 was wrong. But count up the eliminations, because we have 6 fresh ones. Jed York, Nicky Bosa, the NFL Quarterback Club, the NFL Honors, Broussard twice. There's 20 eliminations on there. And the Chiefs, of course, outlasted them all.
That's what it was all along.
So the bulletin board went 20-0 this season, and the bulletin board remains undefeated.
It's like the usual suspect.
Exactly right.
People
thought 20-0 was dead
when
the Lions beat them, when in reality, it was that loss to the Lions that birthed 20-0.
Wow.
Because without that loss and the tipped pass, there wouldn't have been so many doubters. There wouldn't have been so many questions. There wouldn't have been so many underdog moments. And so the Chiefs were 20. 20 exactly. Imagine how that worked out. Thanks to the Quarterback Club for giving us 19-0. Would have had the exact same dinner.
All right, so finally, and I can't believe
Our friends in Las Vegas.
Oh, sweet this. Jesus, the board.
San Francisco at 1 to win Super Bowl 59. Kansas City at 2. Baltimore, Detroit, Buffalo. Then Joe Burrow, healthy. And then Dak. Is this disrespectful to the three-time and back-to-back defending champions? It seems absurd.
I mean, I honest to God feel like that, and Andrew Filipponi made this point last night, and he's right, that if Roger Goodell had come to the podium and be like, guys, just so you know, real quick, we're going to actually play all these games again, Vegas would install the Chiefs as underdogs in Buffalo, in Baltimore, and neutral site against San Francisco. So, yes, we already have an addition to the 2024 board, and it's the city of Las Vegas and the bookmakers doing that. But so, of course, it's disrespectful because the dynasty is locked. And, Brew, it's not just – now they are going for other type of legendary history. But what they've done over the last 5 years, and we can show it to you, I think – It's quite simply the best five-year run by really a team good. In the history of the NFL. They are tied with the 14-18 Patriots for the bottom three categories. They stand alone on the top on the playoff wins, and the total wins was a team that didn't win three Super Bowls. Yes, it's disrespectful, and the dynasty is locked, and now the question is, you know, at what point will this look foolish? And my guess is early next season.
Well, as someone who has disrespected the Chiefs, I know. This is disrespectful. I get it. Like, they're saying nobody in the history of the league has ever won three straight Super Bowls. That's my guess as to why you wouldn't have them favored. But at this point, with the youth on the defense, now we'll see what happens with Chris Jones. Obviously, he's huge. But with the youth of the defense, Nick, I know the receivers came on, and I think it was great poetic justice that Mecole Hardman and MVS did catch the two touchdowns because they were two of the ones that had the drops problems.
Oh, well, Mecole wasn't even, you know what I mean? Mecole was the one they brought in to help him with the drops.
But he had a few problems.
Yeah, well, he fumbled against in the Buffalo game. Yep.
Right. So I would still like to see them go get like a top receiver. Now, maybe they just feel Rasheed will do that. But I would like to see him do that. But either way, they should be the favorites. I mean, they just won it in a quote-unquote down year.
Correct.
They should be the favorites. There's no doubt
you're
about it.
Brew, you're all the way back. Brew, Wild still doesn't know how to do it.
I get to do what?
How
do
you do
it?
You got to twist it. There we go.
Yeah.
And you know what? While he's doing it, drop the next banner. Drop the next banner because the dynasty is official.
Whoa, Jesus.
Don't disrespect the banners. And the three Pete's on deck. And, Brew, you said some things about Mahomes earlier. Like the – because I don't know what the cross-sport comparison for an NFL three-peat would be. In basketball, I guess people would say it's a four-peat, but that's actually been done. They won eight in a row.
Right.
I truly believe that Patrick Mahomes has just completed the greatest start to a professional sports career since Bill Russell. Combo of individual accolades, postseason success, and no blemishes. Like, it never missed the playoffs. We called this the down year. They won the Super Bowl. Last year was the reloading year.
Right.
They won the Super Bowl. Magic was unbelievable immediately, but that was Kareem's team. There was
Bird. Because Bird got his three titles, I believe, in his first 7 years or so.
Agreed.
And the MVP.
But I think so. The distinguishing factor I would make is this. I don't think when Bird came into the league, people thought his first year to start as the best player. Now, he's top three MVP, so it's
not
close.
In the league.
In the league. But with Mahomes, his first year as the starter, he won a championship, which is why this was so touching yesterday. Patrick Mahomes, we showed at the top of the show. We'll show it again. Patrick Mahomes sent out one social media message.
Pretty good.
He sent a message to the show right after his crowning achievement. So the show should send a message to him in the way we can, rather than a tweet. Dusty, drop the greatest banner we've ever dropped.
I mean, fantastic.
Please. I mean, it's as good as it gets, and I think there's more.
Just excellent
job. They've earned it. I mean, first back-to-back in 20 years. I mean, kick your feet up, America. Pop some of these. Pretty good. Pretty good. Go ahead, bro. You're on YouTube.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
As we celebrate Black History Month, I'd like to recognize Kobe Bryant for all of his contributions to kids like myself, encouraging them to be the best that they can be, but also to not forget about your community. Kobe Bryant and his wife, Vanessa, did so much work in so many ways through their foundation. Every day, he wanted to make a difference. I can't thank him enough for the impact that he's had on me. Thank you, Kobe Bryant, for everything you've done for us and everything you did for us while you were here.
Welcome back to a celebratory show. The first overtime since the rules change, which not everyone knew about. Brock got the 49ers a field goal, but not enough. After the game, Kyle Shanahan explained his rationale for taking the ball first. Take a listen.
This is something we talked about with, you know, none of us have a ton of experience of it, but we went through all the analytics and talked to those guys, and we just thought it'd be better. We wanted the ball third. If both teams matched and scored, we wanted to be the ones who had the chance to go win, and we got that field goal, so we knew we had to hold them to at least to a field goal, and if we did, then we felt it was in our hands after that.
Okay, Super Bowl champion Greg Jennings is here. Greg, enjoy the balloons. We'll start with Brew. Do you think this decision cost the 49ers the game, Brew?
I wouldn't say cost the game because, again, and I said this after the Baltimore loss, even though they made some errors, you just feel like Mahomes would have found a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, after watching this. But I don't think it was the best decision. I get him wanting the ball third, but remember Kansas City and Andy Reid said this would have been their plan. Had the Niners scored first, a touchdown. If the Chiefs scored a touchdown, Andy Reid said they were going to likely go for two. So you that third possession is not even guaranteed.
Good point.
And I did think initially, because I think Romo may have mentioned it, that maybe the defense, he was tired, so that's why he went ahead and took the ball first.
What?
But Shanahan said that wasn't it.
Oh, okay.
But that I thought, okay, maybe that makes a little sense. But I think he should have taken the ball because it just gives you control. And after they made the field goal, my first thought was, man, Mahomes now has four downs.
Right.
Right? So, and they got him in a fourth and one. Fourth and one from their own 34.
They're going to punt that.
Right. And so then it becomes sudden death after that. Yeah. So it was a wrong decision. And I'm going to say this. Kyle Shanahan, we all know how great he is offensively. It sounds odd to say, like, I'm starting to think of him a little starting. I'm not fully there. But like Mike D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni was a great mind offensively and changed the game.
Pumpkin alert?
This was the challenge with D'Antoni, why he never could win the championship. Lack of attention to detail. So when his players got in a fight with San Antonio, the Spurs stayed on the bench. The Suns got off the bench. And you watch those series with D'Antoni, his team always
fell apart because of some lack of attention to detail. Now, that sounds odd to say about Shanahan because his offense is so detailed. However, not telling your players, when Andy Reid said, the Chiefs player said, we went over that constantly, the new rule in the overtime. The Niners, he didn't even bring it up to him. That's a lack of attention to detail. And, Nick, I know you like this. At the end of the first half, when the Chiefs have that four-minute drive.
That's where I thought he made a bigger mistake. That,
yes, he had timeouts left. He could have probably got the ball with a minute and a half left. And now maybe you go down and get a field goal.
Yep.
Instead, they got it back with 20 seconds. That's a lack of attention to detail.
Well, that to me is a lack of confidence. Like that I thought that was a far bigger mistake.
And
go ahead,
quickly, there have been seven Super Bowls where a team lost double-digit leads.
He's involved
in three of them.
Yeah.
Well, it clearly cost him the game. I don't think it was the definitive reason why. I don't think it was the full reason why they lost this game. Like, I don't mind the decision of him saying, you know, we're going to take the ball first. Once he explains and gave and provided explanation of why he did it, then it made sense. Like, I understand. He felt like, you know, we're going to go down and score. If they go down and score, then we get the ball, and now it's sudden death. That's barring you don't know that the other team is potentially going to try to go for two. Right. All those things. But for me, I can't sit here and watch this game the way that it unfolded and say, wow, that decision to do it cost him the game. Now, obviously, what it did do, it provided Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in our game, to ever do it, the opportunity to sit back and see exactly what was needed.
And a free down.
Exactly. And you can't – that's where it's hard to make it make sense. When you know the quarterback is Patrick Mahomes on the other sideline, then would that change my mind? Probably. Because I want to be able to react and respond to him versus him being able to react and respond to me.
Right. Well, look, I'll answer in a moment, but I want you to be able to go wild. This is a guy you put on pumpkin alert. That's what I'm saying. You put on pumpkin alert. And what did you think of how the game went down and then what his players said afterwards?
Look, the guy was on pumpkin alert only because he lost a 25-point lead to the Patriots and a 10-point lead to Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
The only reason I put him on pumpkin alert is because once they were up 10 points, this is how nervous I was. Like that. I was like a combination of Mahomes and with a little dab of Shanahan, I felt totally confident in the Chiefs. Totally confident. So the fact that I felt totally confident that he would open up the window just enough for Mahomes to burst through, pumpkin adjacent.
So I think the error at the end of the first half, I understood the argument of it could only be sudden death at the third possession, and we wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from an analytics perspective, there's, you know, mixed feelings on what's better. I know this as a Chiefs fan. I was like, please let the Niners take the ball.
Yeah.
Please, this is where I will criticize him. As someone that was living and dying with that game, he did multiple things I was so happy about. The thing that I will give him credit for is going down three, going for the touchdown on fourth and three. Yeah. It was gutsy. But at the end of regulation, when he has the third and five, and they get a first down and they're kicking a field goal, what I was terrified he was going to do was run the ball and then go for it on fourth and short.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrified he was going to do that. At the end of overtime, when they have the third and four, what I was terrified, not terrified there because then Mahomes still gets the ball, is that he was going to run the ball and then go for it on fourth down. I think the bigger mistake was even when Purdy in overtime throws the incompletion, I think there's an argument you can make, you go for that fourth down. Because if you don't pick it up, the Chiefs are not in four-down territory. The Chiefs are backed up at their
Good
own
point.
Six.
Right.
They're
right.
not in four-down territory. Good Maybe point. They get conservative. My best-case scenario was, other than stop them on the third and long, you know, three and out, is, field goal, great. Now we have four downs and Mahomes can kill you. So I didn't think the decision was terrible, but as someone rooting for the Chiefs, I was thrilled he made it, and I thought it was embarrassing for him that a lot of his players after the game were like, we didn't know the rules.
Yeah,
while Chris Jones was like, here's the deal. We've talked about it. Right, we already knew. Right. This was our plan. This is what we're going to do. So that is attention to detail.
Greg, you didn't think that, like, 49ers take the ball, that the Chiefs were playing. In the second half, they played a lot tight. They kept it tight. They didn't play tight, but they weren't making mistakes. First half, Pacheco's coughing up the ball. Mm-hmm. Rashee Rice fumbled the ball maybe that was on purpose. It was not on purpose.
Oh,
that maybe the Chiefs would have just coughed it up. Field goal wins it, game's over.
Yeah, so for me, what I felt like, specifically in the first half, the 49ers never took advantage of the opportunities that they were afforded with the turnovers, all the things. And I will say this, this was the first time in the postseason where this year in particular, where we saw a Patrick Mahomes Chiefs team have self-inflicted issues where they gave an opportunity for their opponent to take advantage of. They didn't do that in any of the other playoff games, but this was the opportunity that you identified as that's what they don't do. If they do that and we take advantage of it, we have a chance to really solidify this win. But they didn't do it.
Okay, Travis Kelce throws a tantrum, and then he goes to the club afterwards, has a blast. Next, first things first.
Oh, look at that. Oh, driving around the city.
Ah. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Travis Kelce, rough first half, one catch, 1 yard, one tantrum slash tackle of Andy Reid. Ends the game with another ring, 8 catches and 92 yards. Only real one conclusion. I don't know what he wants to say it. Yelling at your coach. Works. Here's Travis. Sorry, Coach Stroh.
Leaders of men that I've ever seen in my life, and he's helped me a lot with that, with channeling that emotion, with channeling that passion, and I owe my entire career to that guy and being able to kind of control how emotional I get. And I just love him, man.
Okay, your reaction, Nick.
So I just want to add a little context to it and then talk about what you and I talked about at halftime. So when Hardman fumbled against the Ravens, Kelce said to everyone who would listen, that was my fault. It was my guy who I was supposed to be blocking who then went out and caused the fumble.
That's right.
I think the broadcast had it partially right. He was upset he wasn't in the game, but not because he wanted the ball, but because Noah Gray, who had replaced him, it was then his guy who got off the block that forced the fumble. And so it was one of those things where like, oh my God, we've lost. At this point, that was the only two turnovers for the Chiefs this postseason, and it was Kelce felt oddly responsible for both. He shouldn't hit the coach.
No.
But I think, and you tell, because you were worried that if the Chiefs lost, it would be the major story. I think that because they have this relationship, it's more easily able to be moved past it. And Andy didn't feel like I have to prove a point by benching him or making him sit a series, which to me speaks to their relationship, Coach.
Yeah, it definitely would have been the major story if they had lost. And it felt like Baltimore. Where they lost control of their emotions. He also had the personal foul where Snead smacks the guy in the head. Yep. And so it was feeling that way. And look, I was disappointed for Andy. I was disappointed for Kelce. And I think one of the things that you expect from guys in those moments, especially someone like Travis, who's a leader, is to be able to control your emotions. And to not only lose control, but then to bump Andy. Nothing good comes from this. Everybody just looks at that.
Quick dissenting opinion.
Yes.
I mean, 8 catches. 7 catches, he had 91 more yards.
Look, if you have to go yell at your coach to suddenly be productive, then, you know, maybe that's your process. But I don't think it's positive, and I don't think it's a good look for any kids who are watching the game. And I know players say we're not supposed to necessarily be role models.
I think the Chiefs try to be role models. Okay. I think Mahomes and
that's
Travis
one of those
do.
Moments yep. where every kid that's who looks at it says, okay, well, Travis Kelce can go do that, and after the game, everything's okay. Why can't I do that? Right. It's just the emotion. It's just the emotion of the game. And I really wish that Travis had said at the end, and the relationship is special, hey, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Right. I think he should have just added that because it wasn't right.
Yeah, and look, I think Andy understanding Travis's intensity and he's just trying to win, I think that makes it a little easier. But I agree, Coach. It's a bad look. And I'm just going to throw this out. People might think it's an overstatement. Andy's 65 years old. And Travis is a world-class athlete. If you know what I mean? Like, you can bump.
We talked about
I don't know how hard he may have bumped him.
If he'd have fallen over, it would have been a disaster.
Right. And Andy, you know, so If it's a, it's not right if the coach is 35. But I'm just saying, in that instance, it really potentially, it's probably a small chance.
One of these very young coaches, like 25.
but you're talking about a guy, whoever it is, that's not in your class physically.
It seems like it'd be different if it was Vrabel, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well,
I agree with
Vrabel's
that.
Vrabel's a little different.
I agree with that. Job now. Can I by the way,
fallen down.
Can I just show real quick, you know, whether the push had anything to do with it or not, a tale of the tape?
Yeah.
Kelce against three of the Avengers, how'd he do?
Oh, I thought you were doing Andy Reid versus
and Kittle. He had more catches, more yards, and more confrontations with the coach. So, if you'd have told me going into the game that Kelce was going to outdo Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle, and once again, man, George Kittle, I know he seals the edge on those four-yard runs better than anybody. But listen, I just don't like a guy being called the best tight end in football when he's 38 yards per game for his career in the playoffs, and this guy's the all-time playoff legend.
He got called it by Kelce, didn't he?
But yeah, you know what? Doesn't anybody can catch it? I'm sorry. He was called it by Travis, yeah, but you know what? Just because Travis is a legend doesn't mean he has the greatest takes. Bad take, Travis.
More show next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Coming up on Wednesday, live from the Super Bowl parade again. Nick, what type of fleece do you have planned?
Same brand, different color scheme.
Wow.
More apropos from the occasion.
I look like a weatherman. I look like a...
Here's the thing, man.
That's my jacket, too.
Yeah, I have a jacket.
That's a fresh jacket.
That is good, though.
Dynasty's on. Before the game, Mahomes told Nate Burleson that if they won, they'd be a dynasty. After the game, Mahomes, hungry for more dynasty talk. Take a listen.
So is it a dynasty now?
Yeah, it's the start of one. We're not done. I know we're going to celebrate tonight, celebrate the Parade Wednesday, Kansas City, but we're not done. We've got a young team. We're going to keep this thing going.
Tuesday, no celebrating. Nick, are the Chiefs officially a dynasty?
Oh, it's unquestioned. And it's the, listen, the, we can show it, the best, up until yesterday, the best five-year run in NFL history was the Patriots 14-18. That was the way, five years, five conference championship game appearances, three titles, four Super Bowl appearances. The Chiefs just matched it entirely in the postseason with one more regular season win, two more playoff victories. Call that a wash if you want. I think it's the best five-year run ever. So if that was a dynasty, this is unquestionably a dynasty. And as far as what they've done over 5 years, we're going to show you that as well, just raw numbers. So, yes, it's clearly a dynasty. And now, Brew, they are going for different stakes. They are now going for the best North American sports team since Russell Celtics.
Oh.
They win next year, that's what they are.
Seems like a lot.
If they rip off the first ever NFL three-peat, and they have a six, seven-year run of their floor being overtime of the conference title game, then that's what they are.
Well, and I'll say this. Anytime you bring it up that, I disagree a little bit, but since you brought it up, Russell Celtics, the Yankees back then, the Packers. The thing is, too, you have fewer teams, and there's obviously no free agency. So once you had your Hall of Famers, you were set. That's why guys won, you know, they won so many championships because teams couldn't really get better than them. You didn't lose players. So if they were to do that, I mean, that's like rivaling Wilt Chamberlain's numbers. Like, it's that type of thing.
Are we throwing Jordan's Bulls in there? Just.
I'm going to say that I don't think – now, look, I think the best dynasty in football is the Patriots that I combine as one dynasty. Yeah. If you split it into two, it's neither is the best. But if it's one, I think it's the best.
Okay.
But I think if we split it into two, I think the best football dynasty was the Steelers.
Yeah.
Because that was 4 in 6 years and didn't lose any Super Bowls. You're right, though. If the Chiefs win next year, first three-peat, 4 in 6 years, and 5 trips to the Super Bowl, they would top the Steelers. But I think that's number one.
Yeah, look, you can argue either way that this is the a better start to the dynasty, the Patriots dynasty, than our start was. But, you know, we did go 3-0 in the Super Bowls. as opposed to, you know, losing.
So would it, a Super Bowl. Can I ask you a question there? That year you guys didn't lose Super Bowl. Was it better to just miss the playoffs outright? If the Chiefs would have just been 6-10 in 2020, would that have been better? Of course not. Like, the idea that you are penalized because you were excellent.
No, look, that's one component of it. And then I think if you look at the quarterbacks that were competing against at that time versus the quarterbacks that they're competing against now, you can make an argument that way, too, that it was a little bit more robust group with Roethlisberger, with Peyton Manning, with Drew Brees, and, I mean, it goes on and on. Versus the group that they're dealing with now. Can we bring up that graphic?
Modern day Drew Brees, though, bro.
If we can just show. So, look, these are the active quarterbacks with Super Bowl wins other than Mahomes. And so, Russ, he's, you know, where he is. Flacco, he came off the couch. Aaron Rodgers, who knows, after his injury. And so, you've got Matthew Stafford. So, they have the potential, unless one of these young guys hits, whether it's Burrow, whether it's, you know,
Lamar,
you're really, it's not completely apples to apples. The numbers are impressive, but you could argue either way in terms of...
This is a little... Stage. Okay, but to be fair, when you guys won your first three, Manning didn't have a ring yet, Brees didn't have a ring yet, Big Ben wasn't in the league when you guys first started and then didn't have a ring, and the Chiefs this year, by any neutral metric, just had by point differential by opponent, the hardest road to a Super Bowl ever. By the DVOA, if you're into the real advanced stats, the hardest Super Bowl run ever. And when you look at who they have beaten, yes, they have beaten a couple mediocre quarterbacks, but they also, by the way, while you guys beat young Big Ben, his first year starter, the Chiefs in this run beat old Big Ben his last year in the playoffs. The Josh Allen, everybody thinks is unbelievable. They beat him three times. Joe Burrow, people are ready to put in the Hall of Fame. They beat him once.
Maybe some of these young quarterbacks will go to the Hall of Fame, like Peyton will and Ben Roethlisberger will, and, you know, that list of guys that were there during that time period over the entire Patriots dynasty. It's a pretty significant group.
I think this will be a quick,
the group right now.
Because Allen's probably going to make it. Burrow, Lamar, like looking back,
Josh
these
Allen
will be.
The
well, I think they have to. I think they have to actually win a Super Bowl.
Well, that's
Bowl.
A weird. Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Eli ended up winning two. You know, as part of that again. Well,
so it's a weird thing. Like if the Chiefs had lost to Josh Allen and he had won a Super Bowl, then they would have beaten a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But because they beat him, they haven't. But I also know is this: the Patriots had three after 4 years. They also had three after 13 of Tom and Bill together. So we'll see what it looks like after 13.
And they've got a lot of guys that they got to work through. That Super Bowl group of quarterbacks looks tough.
Coach, firing away. Got to sign Chris Jones. You sign Chris Jones.
We win the Super Bowl! We win the Super Bowl! To McCall Harmon, we win the Super Bowl! Back to back! On your head, Kyle! Down, did it again! He did it again!
He did it again, that's my favorite part.
Oh! Live from New York. It's a show that bought 20 of these things, and we only have one left. It's the second hour of First Things First. Today, Patrick Mahomes. Never a doubt. But is he now the GOAT? Or in the GOAT conversation in the GOAT club? Meanwhile, three-peat on the way. We're going to discuss. We're not making our official picks, Brew. We know you need to grind the all 22.
Absolutely.
But right now, the season started off with a pick six and the death of 20-0. But the Chiefs ended up covered in confetti again. Underdogs in Buffalo, underdogs in Baltimore, underdogs in the Super Bowl. Led the league in drops. No wide receiver had over 1,000 yards. No running back had 1,000 yards. And Mahomes wasn't even in the MVP conversation. Guess what? Didn't matter. Champions again. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Do you feel like this was the greatest run to the Super Bowl that you guys have had throughout your career?
100%. It's hard to say that one. We kept coming back and winning those games. It wasn't the best run, but to be able to go on the road and prove people wrong, I'm so proud of the defense, man, and the whole team effort. Special teams, Harrison Butker hitting from about 70, often stepping up when it's needed. This game just was the microcosm of our entire season.
Pretty good. Best accomplishment of his career?
Unquestionably. And what he's done post-Tyreek is unfathomable. It's truly unbelievable. To trade away a guy who has proven to be even better than I think people thought once he left.
Absolutely.
And to last year win the league MVP and in the second half be down 10 against one of the best defenses in football, come back and throw touchdown passes to Sky Moore, who got zero snaps yesterday and was a rookie, and to Kadarius Toney, who was a healthy scratch yesterday. And then this year in the Super Bowl, in the second half, after being down 10 against one of the best defenses in football that was playing its best game in a couple months, throw a touchdown pass to MVS, who people wanted benched, and then to Mecole Hardman, who was on the Jets this year, and they couldn't find a way to use him. For that to have happened, for all year long, people that were doubting the Chiefs and wanting to pay Mahomes' respect, they were saying, listen, it's like Brady in 06 or Brady in 19 when he just doesn't have the weapons. Yep, but he won. Mm-hmm. And he did it with the hardest path possible. And this is a point, Brew, I know you agree with me on, but I want to emphasize. At any quarter pole of the season, if we would have said to you, all right, the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West because they always do, what's the hardest possible path to a Super Bowl? People would have said, well, either Miami, Baltimore, Buffalo in round one, and then on the road to the other two in round two and three, and then waiting for them is the Niners. Check, 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 check. And they found a way. So, yes, it's the best accomplishment.
Well, look, Buffalo number two seed, Baltimore number one seed, San Francisco number one seed. So that was, and not to mention Miami, that was the path. I'll throw this out because I agree with what you said. This is the greatest accomplishment. But individually, to throw for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards as his first year as a starter, like individually, and they got to the AFC Championship game, that was incredible because only two other guys have ever thrown for 50, if I'm not mistaken, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and they both were well into their careers when they did it. So that right there, that's why I called him Jordan S, because it was like, this is crazy. Your first year as a starter is what he's doing. But, yeah, as a team accomplishment, no question, because and look, I get it, and I know obviously you stuck with them through thick and thin. But the commentators, myself, Greg, others included – who were just looking at it. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, they're dropping. They lead the league in drops, right? They don't have a number one receiver. Maybe Rasheed now would be a number two, but at some points it was like they don't even have a number two wide receiver. Like, it wasn't really unfair for people to just say what we're seeing now when they go 5-5 over the last 2 months of the season, what we're seeing now is not Super Bowl champion. So I think that was fair analysis, but to win it despite all of that with a young defense, the defense was great. But, yeah, this was incredible what he did.
Yeah, it absolutely was his best accomplishment in my opinion. I said it earlier in the year that if he were able to get this team to the Super Bowl and get this done, it would be his best accomplishment. And here we are this week. He was able to do that. For me, what stands out is he never wavered. He never – all of those drops, everything that we were talking about all season long, what we saw and he was experiencing and having to endure, he kept saying, but these are my guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need them at some point in the season. I'm going to keep throwing the ball to them because at some point in the season, they're going to come through. Like, he kept saying that, where I'm sitting here as a spectator, a former player, and I'm thinking, man, he has to allow them to take some of the accountability. What he did was to continue to encourage them and have them understand, I'm never going to not be on your side. I'm never going to not have your back. No matter what, until we actually fall on our face together collectively, I got you, and I'm going to keep coming to you. And it paid off because in the moments this entire playoff run, those receivers and everybody that we identified as problematic and as potential issues of where that's going to be a hiccup, they stepped up, almost every single one of them.
Well, my guy, Kadarius Toney.
Well, no, that you know,
but I mean, he popped up a ball in Foxborough, and Mahomes went to the bench, and he was like, nah.
No, but that's it, so here's the thing. I actually, if I mean, then go, Brew. I don't think that's why Toney was out. I think Toney was out because he was the only one that was not mature enough to handle the situation.
Correct.
The IG live and all that. It was. We're going to give
Giants
you
fans.
We're right. We're going to give you Mahomes.
That's exactly right.
And so because of that, like Mecole made a bigger mistake than Kadarius did. It was in the playoffs of the game they could have lost. Right. McColl's there in the Super Bowl. Mahomes trusted him on the bomb, trusted him to game winner because he was a professional.
That's right.
Kadarius did that, in my opinion, did that to himself. But go ahead, bro.
No, I agree with that. Well, also, and I don't know who's done this. My guess is Brady may have done it in the early when they won the first three. No 1,000-yard rusher or 1,000-yard receiver either on this team.
Right. And the reason they didn't have the 1,000-yard receiver was because Travis said, for the sake of the team, I'll forego a personal goal. The comeback stuff, because it's double digits in the Super Bowl, we've talked about this is his third one. I just want to show one other Mahomes comeback graphic. Because down seven in the playoffs, if we can show that. So this is a bananas thing that Patrick has made us numb to. Brady was considered the greatest we'd ever seen because half the time when he was down seven, they won. Patrick's 9-2. Every other quarterback ever, they win less than 1-4. And so yesterday, that's the thing. Like, great players change how we see sports.
Yes, yes.
And prior to Tom Brady, if you were down seven in a playoff game, you're basically dead. And then Brady was amazing because it was like, oh, my God, they win half of those. Mahomes now, they're a huge favorite, down seven, much less 10. So,
yeah.
Brock Purdy, 255 yards and a touchdown. Overall, I'm saying a solid game from Bruce Guy. But afterwards, he was pretty hard on himself. Take a listen.
When you have a good offense like the Chiefs do and what Mahomes can do, you know, for us, it's like, all right, we have to – you know, score touchdowns. And we had opportunities to do so, I think. Shot ourselves in the foot with, you know, just penalties and the operations and stuff. So I got to be better in terms of, you know, leading the guys and just, you know, I think how I handle things in the huddle and telling them, you know, what to expect, stuff like that. So, but yeah, at the end of the day, I think we had the team, the offense to score touchdowns. And I think I failed to put our team in position to do that.
Brew, did Purdy impress you?
I thought he played well. Today would have been much harder for me had he gone out there and played like he did against the Ravens or something. Like, I thought he showed, even me who had believed in him, like he's your guy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying there aren't better quarterbacks out there, but they can win. I think they can win a Super Bowl with him. The problem is Patrick Mahomes is there, but nobody's Mahomes. Like, and look at this graphic. Purdy played better. These are the four playoff quarterbacks that they face. All of them are more touted than Purdy. He had the best game.
I think Josh Allen had a better game than
him. Well, I'll give you Josh. All right.
Yeah,
right.
Statistically,
because Josh ran for what? Two touchdowns.
Yeah.
I'll give you Josh. But Tua and Lamar,
I totally agree.
He definitely played better than. And so, yeah, I was impressed, and I felt like, you know what? Because I'm assuming he's going to get better.
So
he's only in his second year, I think he can be
their guy. That's the assumption that I don't know if it's a fair one. So Colin brings this up a lot, and I think it's a good point. The physically limited four-year college starters, kind of, if I'm sorry, Wilds, the Mac Jones profile and Purdy's better. Sorry, buddy. They don't always have these giant leaps.
Another level.
I want to be very fair here. The Chiefs' game plan was to put the ball in his hands, and we can listen. Early in the game, he was carving them up. Later in the game, he wasn't as good, but he didn't make the killer mistake.
No, correct.
And I thought he played better than I thought he would by a mile.
Yeah.
And the moment didn't seem too big for him.
That was it for me.
And now, when you say he's their quarterback long term, I think that because they can't pay him this offseason, how he plays next year is going to determine that. But I'm not going to sit here and say Brock Purdy cost the Niners that game because I don't think he did. I thought he played fine given the circumstances.
I'll give him a B.
Yeah, it was impressive to me because when you look at the game, even in its completion, you walk away saying, did he give him a chance to win? And the answer is yes. Like, right. did he cost them an opportunity to win the game? The answer would be no. He didn't cost them an opportunity. Did he miss a throw that he wished he could probably have back, the one to Debo in the end zone? Yeah, but he was getting pressured. All the things, we can say that. For me, when I look at Brock Purdy, and you kind of talk about it, I said the same thing earlier today, that you would assume he's going to get better. The more I think about that, The player that he is what he is. It's not necessarily will he get better. It's does he have another gear that he can go to? That's kind of what you're alluding to. None of what he's shown us tells us that he has that gear outside of that Detroit championship game. If he starts to add the scrambling ability into his game.
He did yesterday, had a couple.
With the horse collar, I thought he could move. I was like, oh.
But my point is it and will it be enough to be a difference maker, because the guy that everybody's trying to take down does everything better than everybody. So for me, I'm not sure if it'll be ever enough, but he's definitely their quarterback of the future.
Coming up next, is there any QB better than Mahomes? And what are the other teams going to do about it next? First things first. Welcome back to a celebratory show, Chiefs After Party in the Vegas Club Souk. Have you been there?
Of course.
Yeah.
Good club.
Mahomes enters a new club where the only members are Joe Montana and Tom Brady. Club GOAT, I'm calling it. Here's Patrick.
I'm going to celebrate tonight. I'm going to celebrate at the parade, and then I'm going to do whatever I can to be back in this game next year and trying to go for that three-peat. So it's an ongoing thing in the NFL. I think Tom said it best, is once you win that championship and you have those parades and you get those rings, you're not the champ anymore. You have to come back with that same mentality, and I learned from guys like that that have been the greatest of all time at the top of the level. And so that's my mindset, is I'm going to celebrate with my guys because of how we've done this. But then we're going to work our way to get back to this game next year.
That's right. That's how I feel at 4:31 every day. Super Bowl career, Mahomes, Brady, Montana. Mahomes doesn't quite have the numbers yet, but he's close. So the question we agreed upon in the meeting, and Nick, I'll let you kind of parse it out. Is he the best quarterback?
I don't know how you can watch Patrick Mahomes play and say anyone's played the position better. I don't know how you could say it. I don't think anyone at this table actually thinks it. I don't think there's... So you think there are things Tom could do that Patrick can't? And do we all agree there are things Patrick can do that Tom never could?
Yeah, I think there's things that Patrick can do that Tom could not do.
Okay. Are there things that Tom could do that Patrick can't?
Well, I think that remains to be seen.
Okay.
Because we're projecting out.
Yes, yeah, agreed.
Like, can Patrick win with another team?
No. Well,
can
but that's...
Patrick win 7 Super Bowls?
No, so that's right. So, agreed.
We know that Patrick couldn't beat Tom Brady.
No, well, and Patrick said that. He did beat Tom Brady multiple times, not in the playoffs. Not in the AFC. No, that's
so
true. Guess is we won't ever find out the answer to the second question because Patrick's team will likely never think Patrick's done and want to move on from him. But that's not the point. Point that I'm trying to make is that I can't fathom Patrick Mahomes, young Patrick Mahomes, missing the playoffs because he hasn't and he didn't. We saw Tom do it. I also know, as far as if we're going to play the pace game, that through 6 years, by any metric, well, let's just see, regular season stats. Okay, so that's everything for Patrick. What about playoff stats? Because that's where Tom kind of made his bones. We can show you that. Okay, so it's everything for Patrick by a lot. What about just hardware? Because the era's different. You know, all those things. Okay, so he's got him in everything and tied in Super Bowl wins. And so I agree with you, Coach, that to be considered universally the GOAT, he needs to do more. I also believe, and I don't know, and I'm not sure if you disagree with me on this, that no one has played the position better than Patrick Mahomes is currently playing it. I don't think if you were to say, give me perfect quarterbacking, and you can pick any player of any era, I don't know anyone that wouldn't say, okay, I'll take prime Patrick Mahomes. Like, so that's my answer.
Yeah, well, look, this is like trying to evaluate a marathon at mile 12. You know, this is a much longer conversation because of the precedent that Tom set. And I know we talk about this Super Bowl, and it was fantastic that Patrick was able to win on the road and be an underdog and do the things that he did, and he came back from 10 points. But what if you were down 28-3.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, what if you're down 28-3 in the third quarter and you're saying nobody could ever win this game? No. Oh, that's
no right.
I mean, so there's things that that Tom does and or did that were so special and so unique, including his longevity. That yet Patrick is on a great pace, but it's just too quick to anoint him.
Nick and I both agree with you that Brady's the GOAT. but just best we've ever seen. And I think you're obviously talking about accomplishments. He has to accomplish more to be really rival Brady as a GOAT or be in that conversation. But I just think from watching what he does, he is the best quarterback we've ever seen. Like, and I'll throw this at you. For most of Brady's career, he was not even considered the best quarterback in the league. Is that fair? I mean, it was Peyton Manning. It was Aaron Rodgers at
times.
It
certainly wasn't universal.
It was Brady sometimes,
for a lot
some years.
Yep.
Well, but it was, you know, like, this guy is going to be universal for a good 12 years.
It also depends on what you're looking for. So if what you're looking for is the scramble splash plays and the plays that you can make outside of the pocket, Patrick Mahomes is always going to look better. The thing that made Tom so unique is how good he was at deciphering what you were in and getting the ball to a place that could
but
be.
Didn't
but
didn't Patrick show
like
you that this
become,
year?
I think Patrick has shown development in that area. But my biggest concern with Patrick in terms of his longevity is when he can't make those splash plays due to age, due to time and those things, is he going to have developed the presence in the pocket like Tom had to still succeed at such
a
high level?
I understand the concern. I think he actually already has. But set that aside. It's almost like two different conversations, though. The question that the reason we landed on this that I am asking Wilds, and because you're a Brady guy, Wilds, because you're count the rings
it's
guy.
Mahomes it's day, but the, I don't.
Right, but even as a Brady guy, if I were to ask you this question, you can have any quarterback at the peak of his powers for one game, 1 month, or one season. What is your answer? You're not, and I'm not telling you.
Tom Brady.
Okay, so you're taking Tom Brady.
I would say Mahomes, but Brady's not the wrong answer.
No, I'm not saying it's
fair.
But
Tom Brady faced Patrick Mahomes at the peak of his power and beat him.
Hold on. So this is where I will push back. That assumes that Mahomes was at the peak of his powers his first year as a starter. When Tom Brady is first year as a starter, threw one touchdown. So in his third year as a starter, when Brady in his second year as a starter missed the playoffs. So again, because Mahomes was so good so early, we're treating young Mahomes like prime Mahomes. We're saying Brady beat prime Mahomes.
But you're treating young Tom Brady like prime Tom Brady.
No, I'm not. What I am saying is that we oddly hold Patrick Mahomes losing a Super Bowl in his third year against the guy people think is the greatest player ever, against him more than Tom Brady at the same age missing the playoffs altogether. But that's a weird dynamic.
Tom was like 70 years old when he beat him.
That's part of his greatness.
Great. Next. I survived that segment. I didn't take any shots. Mahomes Mountain, way too early edition.
Ooh.
Some of my favorite segments coming up post-Super Bowl. I love the way too early stuff. Just love it.
The Metal tears time. Live from the parade?
Oh, come on.
That's going to be hard to execute.
Metal time. Pacers. That's wrong. Pacers, actually, in the Garden. Pacers play football. They did not.
Oh, this was crazy.
Yeah, I've been saying it. Halliburton to Siakam.
You are right, Mark.
Pacers win. They're in six. Knicks are in four.
One last time. You know we had to do it. Bronze medal. Chris Jones getting the pressure on Purdy to force the incompletion.
Solid.
Only get a field goal. Silver medal. I think the single biggest play of the game. Trent McDuffie's pass breakup. They complete that pass. Mahomes maybe never touches the ball again. But then the gold goes to Patrick because fourth down in overtime in the Super Bowl. Well, of course, he did this earlier to Travis Kelce, but then he also on fourth down kept the game alive and scrambled throughout the game. So there is the medal stand.
Excellent.
From this weekend in the Super Bowl.
Chiefs Parade.
Wow.
I did it early.
Wow.
Chiefs Parade on Wednesday. We will be there.
What are you doing, bro?
Y'all let me in.
We will be there along with several Kansas City luminaries.
Yeah.
Nick, what's your take on who will be the MVP of the parade?
So the obvious answer would be Kelce.
Yeah.
But I am calling on the Chiefs to use this parade for not nefarious, but for a very specific reason. To convince Chris Jones to stay.
Well, just pay him the most money possible.
Well, I don't think they have the ability to pay him the most money in the league. So I'm calling the MVP of the parade should be the fans there that should have signs and chants about Chris Jones and L'Jarius Sneed.
Coming a collection back. Bucket.
Yeah, exactly right. That's the